Okay, anyways, I wanted to talk about 15 different topics.
Ooh.
But we maybe to get what?
Maariv at
10 o'clock. But it basically means I want to, okay, we'll see. But I wanted to also talk a little bit about summer and about summer's man. But I wanted to start out with something else. We'll get there. There's a pasuk in this week's parsha. Famous pasuk. Zois atayra adam kiyamas va'ayo. So what's the chazal on that week in that pasuk? Who's a knows a little something? Adam kiyamas va'ayo. Suma paraduma. Adam kiyamas va'ayo. So we make suma.
When you
learn. Yeah, what about we learn?
That's the way you learn.
Amar Reish Lakish. Minay, very good. You have to be right. We got, you see, this guy, it's what happened 3 years. You know something. Okay. Amar Reish Lakish. Minay in Shein Divrei Torah Mekayimim Ela Misha Memes Asmaleha. You cannot succeed in Torah. Here it says, Ein Divrei HaTorah Mekayimim Ela Misha Memes Asmaleha. Unless you kill yourself at it. Shenamar Zois Atayra Adam Kiyamas Va'ayo. It's a Gemara in Brachos Mem Gimel Beis. Right. So that basically says that it's impossible to succeed in Torah unless you kill yourself on it. Now, why should that be true? Why can't the guy, you know, listen, I keep studying, I don't kill myself. So why can't you succeed in Torah without killing yourself?
Maybe what is killing yourself mean?
It means killing yourself. It means doing things that are hard, very, very hard, difficult, painful. Staying for the summer instead of going to camp, right? But not necessarily. Sometimes the guy should go to camp. So it doesn't have to be one thing. But in general, it means doing things that are hard. What are you doing? Oh, they're right. Okay. Fine. All right. Right, so memes asmal means that you're all the guys in yeshiva are going out to some activity, and you would like to join them, and you stay in the base medrash and learn. Right, it's hard. You know, you want to go, you know, to the barbecue, and you say no, I'm going to learn tonight. You want to go to sleep, and you push yourself to learn, even though you're very tired. You know, that's memes. So why is it that in order to succeed in learning, you have to be memes asmal? You spent 50 years, but I mean, you also should come out to succeed in Torah. So what's the answer?
The more dedicated you are, the less you'll develop.
Okay, so this, okay. Mm-hmm. You're saying,
the more you work for it, you'll be less likely to give it up for anything.
Okay, so I hear. I'm not going to argue with you. But the first answer, the most obvious answer is that if you're Mamis Asmanel, you'll obviously learn more. Right? That's the obvious. You know, there'll be situations where.
You only can succeed if you kill yourself.
Right. So maybe because you need that extra amount to succeed. That would be the first simple answer. But the second answer, I think maybe it's a little bit what you're saying, but maybe I think it's a drop different. I once went to Rav Zuckerman. Rav Zuckerman was one of the Gedolei HaDor, and he asked a very interesting question. He asked, why is it that he grew up in the generation of Europe? He was from Europe. He said, in his opinion, there were much less people learning in Europe than today. Percentage-wise, there were most, you know, Europe, most people did not learn Yeshiva Gedolei in Europe. Wasn't the He says, yet proportion-wise, proportion-wise, Europe produced a much higher proportion of Gedolei. Meaning, he said that if, let's say, the people that learned in yeshivas in Europe, 50% came out very, very chashiv. In America or in Israel, only 5% of people who learn in yeshivas come out chashiv. Right? Something like that. I don't know. He didn't give numbers.
Is that 5%?
Might equal the same number, but it still doesn't make sense. If why he's asking a question, I don't know. I made up the number, so it's he didn't say the number. I can't say. He was just saying that in Europe, if I'm just saying make believe, if 100 people were learning, 50 people of those 100, we had 50 Gedolei. In America, you have 10,000 people learning, and you still might be only have the same 50 gedolim. Maybe you don't even have less gedolim. He was asking, why is it that the percentage, the percentage should remain the same?
Is that there was more Messias Nefesh?
So I'm asking a question. That was the question he asked. What? What? I don't know. You're too brainwashed for that. Okay. Not every yeshiva learned Musar. I don't know. He didn't say that answer. Can I tell you? I don't know. That's not the answer he gave. I can't tell you. So he said as follows. He said because in Europe, what? He says in Europe it was very difficult to learn because there was no, the yeshivas had horrible gashmias. There was no food. There were days that there were no supper. There were some places, some yeshivas didn't have dormitories. You had to sleep on the benches in the yeshiva. You had the people, once you travel, in order to get to yeshiva, people couldn't even get there. They had to walk. People walked for days to get to yeshiva, right? Rabbi Nyman, what was it, Rabbi Nyman's graduation story? The guy who walked to, right? That guy, you know, walked for 3 days to get to yeshiva. And once you got to yeshiva, you couldn't go home. Because the people, you know, because there was no transportation, there was no money, there was no telephones, there were no letters, you know, on letters it were. But there were no, you know, you weren't connected. So, and there was also no shaduchim. They said the Miri and Talmid, they got married late because the girls didn't want to marry guys on earth because how are they going to support them? Especially when they weren't really kodos and there was no in-laws to support you. It was a very poor society. So it was tremendous Mesiris Nefesh to join yeshiva. So he says when they had Mesiris Nefesh to join yeshiva, they succeeded. He says, and today, it's no big Mesiris Nefesh to learn. So Memeda, you don't produce as much. It's a very interesting thing. It's not just the guy who's Mesir Nefesh earns an extra 5 minutes. Everything, the guy who learns Mesiris Nefesh, everything he learns is a different type of learning, right? Because he's Mesir Nefesh, so he's focused, he's more concentrated, he's more match of the learning. Right? When a person learns, a lot depends how much you're match of what you're learning. Are you using your full intelligence or not your full intelligence? Are you focused? Are you distracted? Is your brain, you know, one of the most famous lines are that most people are only using, how much percentage of their brain? Anyone know?
340.
I don't know.
Less
no, it's not
10.
40.
Less than 10.
You know, it's something
10.
Like that. Something like less than 10, yes.
I have less than 10. You're between 2% and
45. So, but most people don't use only a small percentage of their brain. That's what they claim. So that a person who's Meiser Nefesh, by definition, will use a higher percentage of his brain because he's more mach of this. I gave my life for this, so I'm not going to, you know. So when you're not Meiser Nefesh, so you don't feel the same hechruch to push yourself for it. So you don't have to focus. You don't take it as seriously. Something that you were Meiser Nefesh for becomes much more choshev. So Rav Zuckerman said that the problem with yeshivas today is that we have no Meiser Nefesh. So that's where we have bad gashmias. No, he didn't say that. But he did say that's the problem. He says the problem of the world. Now I have a very important question. Why are some people Meiser Nefesh and some people not?
In general?
Yeah, you know, if you have two people, let's say you have a situation. It's a difficult situation, right? It's hard to learn. There are two people, they're both in the same class, they both have the same temptation, and one person gives into the temptation to battle. The other guy, even though it's hard for him, he sits and learns. So we'll call that more Mesiris Nefesh, right? I don't know. Mesiris Nefesh may be a little bit too strong of a word. But so why is that? Why is one person pushing himself, has more Mesiris Nefesh than the other? What?
More Bitachon, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
It's more in his nature.
Oh, who said that? How did you get so smart? These guys are too smart to me. So the simple answer, what I thought you people are going to say, is because one guy's more motivated. Right, that would be the same. One guy's more machshav Torah than the other. But there's a tremendous chiddush what you said, that there's that but Mesiras Nefesh is not totally necessary on your intellect, it's a midah. It's a very, people think that in order to be Mesiras Mesiras Nefesh, if you really believe, if you have bitach, whatever, if you really believe, you'll be Mesiras Nefesh. How do we know Mesiras Nefesh is a midah? Because it's a Rav Chaim Volozhin in Pirkei Avos. Says in Pirkei Avos, I actually brought the Pirkei Avos, that it says the beginning of the fifth parak. It says Asara Dairis Me'adam Anayach, and then Asara Nisyanis, it says Asara Dairis Me'adam on Abraham. Okay, then the next Mishnah. Asara Nisyanis Nisyasa Abram Avinu, Olav HaShalom. So the Chaim Volozhin asks the Kasha, how come in the first Mishnah it refers to Abram as Abram? Abram had, there were 10 Dairis from Noach to Abram. And the second Mishnah, which says Abram had 10 Nisyanis, it calls him Abram Avinu. So the Chaim Volozhin answers, because when it comes to Nisyanis, he's Avinu. Because we yarshined the fact that Abraham passed the 10 Nisyanis, we yarshined that ability to pass the Nisyanis. And he says in that shot, people ask the question, what was the big deal of Abraham doing that Kedus Yitzchak? We find other people that also gave their lives and even their kids' lives, Kiddush Hashem. You know, the Goyim said convert, and they and their children didn't convert, and they left, they gave the people, killed their kids, so to speak, so that they shouldn't convert, or they allowed their kids to be killed. So, so what's the big gedula of Avram Avinu? Okay, it's a famous question, there's a million answers, but anyway. So, if Chaim Volozhin says, the answer is because we only do it because Avram Avinu did it first, and we yarshin the midah Mesiras Nefesh from Avram Avinu.
What about the
maybe where they
killed
the
kids?
What? Okay, that's because they weren't matched to their kids. They're a bunch of behemoths. So some people just love not having kids, and they don't get off the bed, you know. Enjoy life. But that's a different meaning. but you had like kind of a Shiva Banel. So she, we assume, did love her kids, and yet she gave over 7 kids. She even said, it's even in the Gemara, that she said that she did more than Avraham Avinu. But so what's that? She said she passed a harder Nisayon than Avraham Avinu. She said in the Gemara, she says that. So how's it possible? So he says, that Rav Chaim Volozhin said, because Avraham Avinu gave her the Kayach. And Achinami, she did pass a harder Nisayon than Avraham Avinu. But she only did it because Avraham Avinu passes Nisayon. So he says that the Midah of Mesiras Nefesh is a Midah. And it's Yarshin from Avraham Avinu. Now, what that means is as follows. Is that Midas, you have to exercise. I heard, I once took the guys in Yeshiva in Israel, we took the guys, Beis Medrash guys, to Rav Shachna's zone. We used to go over so, but more than once. But one time I took the guys to Rav Shachna's zone, and Rav Shachna's zone told the guys that his Rebbe, they were talking about, I think, from Mr. Mendelovitz from the Torah V'Das. This is in America. He said that he felt that the most important midah b'zman hazeh is Mesiras Nefesh. And that the problem people have today is they don't have Mesiras Nefesh. And Mesiras Nefesh is a midah. Now, I'm not explaining it clearly. There was a person who, also in Israel, there was a person, I forgot his name, I'm sorry, who also spoke in the yeshiva. He was the head of the Baal Tshuva movement, one of the Baal Tshuva, Russian Baal Tshuva heads. Anyone know? What? No. No. Anyone else? Anyone else? No. Yitzhak Zilber was in Orsa. He was the head of in Orsa Mea. I forgot his name. I'm bad.
Was
bad.
He an actor?
No.
That's
Rizal. No. British actor.
No. He's a Russian person. He wasn't even religious, and he was considered the head of the, became one of the leaders of the, so he said a fascinating thing. He felt that he had more Mesiras Nefesh, even when he wasn't religious, barely religious, than the typical guys and the Americans. And he said, because of this point, he says, Mesiras Nefesh is a midah. that you learn through practice, like any other midah. It's like midah of self-control, right? How do you have a midah of self-control? By practicing. If you have a child whose parents are rich, and they give the baby everything he wants, and anytime the kid says, I want a candy, give him a candy, I want a cookie, give him a cookie, so then the kid will have no midah of self-control. So then when he has a yetzer to do an aveira, so he can't control himself. Because self-control, it's not just, even if you have Yiras Shamayim, it's a midah of self-control. So you have to have a midah that, even though I have a lot of Yiras Shamayim, but if I was never trained in self-control, so you do it anyway. So he said, Mesiras Nefesh is a midah. He said, Americans are spoiled. They never have to do Mesiras Nefesh for anything, because life is, they have everything. So Memeda, the midah Mesiras Nefesh, they're very lax in. While we said Russians had a very tough life, even in for anything. So you had to be Meister Nefesh to get a piece of food. You had to be Meister Nefesh if you wanted to go get a book, if you wanted to play ball, you know, anything you wanted, you had to be Meister in a certain sense. So he says he grew up, so he, the midah Mesiras Nefesh was much stronger. Anyway, what it basically means is that we have to, it's important to work on the midah Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh means it's training. It's just like you have to train yourself to have self-control, train yourself to give up a little bit. And the more you train yourself, the easier it's the next time. So sometimes it's Mesiras Nefesh, I give $5 to Stucco, even though I want that $5. No, I'm going to give it to Stucco. And then, you know, it's training yourself to do things that are hard. Prison, it's something you have to train yourself, which those people who are staying for the summers might get a chance to train themselves in Mesiras Nefesh. Those who aren't, they'll have to get a different chance. Okay. Anyway, now, the Maisa, when a person has Mesiras Nefesh, it's a very big misconception. People think that people in Mesiras Nefesh are not happy because they had to be Meiser Nefesh, Rachmanis on him. But it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says not like that. What's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Well, who's the people Bekiyim in Pirkei Avos? Kachu Darko Shel Taira. You want to know the Mishnah? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, keep on going. Yeah. Okay, you got it. Kagul Dargash Otaira, Pasma Melach Taicha, Umayim Mishoret Tishta, Ta'oret Tishan, Bechayit Tzar Tichya, right? That sounds pretty bad. Right? No food, bread and water and salt and no bed. The Chayet Tsar Tichya. Ubitara Ata Omo. Demata Isa Kain Ashrecho Vitaiva Ashrecho Ba'ilam Haza. Vitaidam Abba. So everyone says that this guy is going to be happier in Ilam Haza. Which means when you're Meiser Nefesh for something, then you're, it's a little bit like Rav Zuckerman saying, then you're Machshavit, then you end up being happier. It's not a grumpy thing. A guy who gives up something. I want to go out. You know, all the guys are doing something, and I'm Meiser Nefesh to stay and learn. So you don't get depressed. It's certainly when you're happy because you deep down that's real. Very often, I'm trying to say it the other way. People who are in Meiser Nefesh, it's not shot that they really feel that the thing that they're doing is more important than the learning. They also agree that the learning is more important. They just don't have the self-control. So it's like if you don't have self-control and if you're doing aveira, you don't feel good about yourself. So when a person doesn't have Mesiras Nefesh, it's not an aveira. We're not saying it's an aveira, but you don't feel so you can't control yourself. I can't have Mesiras Nefesh. I can't push myself so hard. You don't feel so good because you really know it would be better if you did push yourself. So the guy who has Mesiras Nefesh is very often much, much happier. It's a very, because he is able to get what he wants. It's not, now there's everyone, no, I'll be clear. Everyone intellectually understands that it's worth it. It takes a certain, it's a midah. I have to have the physical strength, the stamina to, I wish I could do that. When one person is Meiser Nefesh and another guy's not, the guy who's not Meiser Nefesh will say to his friend who is Meiser Nefesh, I wish I could have been Meiser Nefesh like you. Right? In other words, it's not that he's happy. I had the ice cream and you did it. No. The two people are supposed to be on a diet. And then they bring out ice cream. And one guy, he can't control himself and he eats the ice cream. The other guy doesn't eat the ice cream. So while the guy's eating the ice cream, he's going to say to the guy who's not eating the ice cream, boy, I wish I had your self-control. Even not just after he finishes the ice cream. Even while he's eating the ice cream. Because he knows he shouldn't be eating the ice cream. But he can't control himself. But he wishes he could control himself. So the guy who's not eating the ice cream, in a certain sense, if he's proper meated, is happier while he's not eating it. Because Baruch Hashem, I'm doing what I believe is right. Well, you can't do what you believe is right. Right? So it's the same thing. So Mesiras Nefesh, that's shown in the Mishnah. When a person has Mesiras Nefesh, it causes him to be happier. I saw recently this sefer. This sefer, there's a person, Rav Sri Zev Pillay. I think it's called Rav Hirsch Pillay. Rabbi Kinarik set me up in his house when I was a branching in Israel. Rabbi Kinarik sent me, maybe it was when I was branching. Maybe when the yeshiva was there.
It's
Rav Hirsch Pillay's son? This is Rav Hirsch Pillay himself. So Rabbi Kinarik sent me up for the Pesach. I ate all Pesach at his house. And I think it was, I don't know if it was when we were branching or when it was the year the yeshiva was there. Anyway, he says a line. This is his line. I'm running out of time. Yesh le masmid b'limudo. A person who's a masmid. Yesh hanoa b'chush. He gets a pleasure. Be'etzem alimud. From learning. Lo pachos. No less. Me'hanoa she'esh b'al taiva. From the hanoa that a baal taiva has. Be'es milui taivaso. You have a guy who's a big baal taiva. He's pressing away. This is good. Right? So he says, the person who is into learning, you can have a taiva to learn.
How does he know this if he only learns this
one? I don't know. But that's what he says. I assume he's... I can't answer how he knows it. But he wrote it. I assume he knew it. Maybe it says it in the other, in Svarim. What?
How do we know that the Peter Seder would never feel this?
Because you're not a masmid. But he says, Yesh le masmid b'limudo. Let me read it again. Yesh le masmid. See, there's a me in there. Yesh le masmid b'limudo. Yesh ano b'chush. Me'etzem alimud lo pochos, no less. Me'ano she'esh le baal taiva be'es mino taiva. So the biggest baal taiva that he's pressing on, his biggest taiva, the guy who's learning. The Chazanish writes the same thing in one of his letters. He just writes it a little bit less, more cryptic. He writes here, Umisha ain't no masmid, a guy who's not a masmid, ain't no mic mir betainik shalimin a Torah ma taimo. He can't understand what it is. Who ain't no maven? Madua yesh anoshim shirotzanu. Why is this guy running to learn? It's not enjoyable. Why is he running to learn? Hasaris is a person who's sterile. So a person who's sterile, he has no taivas noshim. So you tell him, he sees people going crazy about taivas noshim. Crazy. Right? But that's because he doesn't have it. See, there's a person who's not a masmid, he can't understand what the big thing is. But there's a tremendous pleasure in being a masmid. Person, when you're Meiser Nefesh, and that becomes a masmid, there's a tremendous pleasure. Okay, I wanted to end with one thing. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Deis. We're jumping to Inyan Acher, but it all connects, but believe it or not. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav, says, Derech Briyoso Shoadam Lios Nimsha B'deyoso Meiser Achareya V'chaveru, right? V'noik Midek Hashem Yidoso. It's a famous Rambam. That the Rambam says that the minhag people are mushba from other people, which means that people are very funny. We think that we have opinions, that's because this is what we believe. It's not true. The reason why we have many of our opinions are because we grew up in a certain society. And I gave the mushroom. 100 years ago, people used to think that it was that people who were skinny were unhealthy, and it was ugly. And women that were skinny were considered ugly. No one would marry a skinny woman. A woman, a nice plum woman, is beautiful. Today, it's not that. Now, why is that? You know, it's a hard gush. It's a feeling. It's because we grew up in a society. Certain foods. I told the guys a story that, you know, that there was a food that was a delicacy in Israel. And my kids, when I grew up in Israel, they used to go crazy over it. A crumbo. And that was like the biggest delicacy. And then we moved to Miami, and we never had it. And then like 5 years after being in Miami, my wife went into some dollar store, and they imported it from Israel. And she was so excited. Oh, the treat. The kids never had this for 5 years. And they wouldn't touch it. Ugh, you know, because it's not an American food. So people... You would think if it's either it tastes good or it doesn't taste good. Either it's beautiful or it's not beautiful. Either it's attractive or it's not attractive, right? Society, we are feelings. You see that in people with suits and ties and shirts. The guy buys a suit and he thinks it's beautiful, and then 2 years later it's out of style and he won't wear it anymore. Like, buddy, why 2 years ago you thought it's beautiful? Today you look in the mirror, ooh, it's ugly, right? And same thing with your glasses. Ooh, the glasses are so small and ugly. And a year ago you thought they were the most beautiful thing in the world. Terrence says, because you're mushba by other people. All of a sudden other people tell you that this suit's beautiful, you think it's beautiful. Now when they tell you it's not beautiful, you decide it's not beautiful. Now, that's really a very bad thing. So we're very much affected by society. So how does that connect to summer, Iman? In Israel, believe it or not, how much vacation do kids have from school? From Tisha B'Av till Elul, starting from kindergarten, right? And amazing, it doesn't bother them. Kids go to school, starting from kindergarten. Kindergarten goes from school ends at Tisha B'Av and starts again in Rosh Chodesh Elul. For sure, first grade, second grade, third grade. So America has a mishigas that you need a 2 month vacation. All of a sudden, I can't learn, it's a summer, right? But that's not because, is that real? Then why can an Israeli kid who is in cheder, he can learn, you know, maybe also, you know, but what? No, it's because I think the answer, because in society, you're mushba from growing up in a society. That's what I think the answer is. That says you need a 2 month vacation. So I need a 2 month vacation. I can't learn on Sunday. Sunday's a day off. Right? There's no logical reason why. There are many guys that say they can't learn Sunday. Right? I don't know. But you grow up in a society where Sunday's a regular day, right? Israel, so there is no such concept you can't learn Sunday. It's only because you're in a society which you're taught that Sunday's a day off, so Sunday's a day off. It's so hard to learn Sunday. Right? It could be it's also because, come into Shabbos. It could be because Mr. Stuhl doesn't come in. I don't know. But but it's largely because we have to really be very, very careful not to be, we shouldn't let ourselves be governed by other people's feelings. A lot of people, I'm not saying that people are not going to Summer's Mind, fine, but what very often happens, there are guys that sign up for Summer's Mind, and then a day or two into Summer's Mind, they can't take it. That's only because they can't take that. The other people are, you know, because it's not that they really can't take it. It's a projection because of other people. You can't let yourself be influenced by other people. That's a very important kind.
Way easier said than done.
Yes, I mean, of course it's easier said than done. That's why I'm sitting here. Okay, so what's the conclusion? The conclusion is like this. First thing is that Mesiras Nefesh, if you want to succeed in learning, we need Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is not just, is what makes us succeed. Okay, when you have Mesiras Nefesh, it makes your learning so much more, it makes your whole learning better. And we have to be kind of Mida Mesiras Nefesh. We almost have to be happy when we have opportunities to be Mesir Nefesh, because regretfully, we are spoiled Americans. We don't get chances to exercise our muscle of Mesiras Nefesh. And therefore, we're deficient in Mesiras Nefesh. And Rav Zuckerman said, that's why we don't become Gedolim. That's scary. So when we have opportunities to be Mesir Nefesh a little bit, it's great. Because that's how we're kind of the Midah Mesiras Nefesh. And you have to be kind of that Midah. And if you can be kind of the Midah Mesiras Nefesh, it doesn't cause you to be unhappy. It causes happiness. It's a profession Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. And that's what this Rav Hirsch Pillay said. You become happier. Gives you the greatest pleasure. And okay, and the other point is not that, and we shouldn't be care what other people, because it's silly for us to live our lives based on what other people say. We have to do what we think is right. Okay, Yeshikayach.